finding of dead girl's parasol is told by policeman Lassiter, Atlanta Constitution, August 3, 1913. Following Chief Beavers, the name of Detective Bass Rosser was then called, but he was not present, and policeman R.F. Lassiter was put on the stand. Did you go to the National Pencil Factory on Sunday morning, April 27th? Yes. Did you ever see this parasol before? Asked the solicitor, holding up the which was found in the elevator shaft and identified as Mary Fagan's. Yes, I found it that morning at the bottom of the shaft. What else did you find? Any other wearing apparel? No. Well, did you find anything else? Yes, some twine. You saw evidence of something having been dragged near there, didn't you? Yes. Traced it back to the foot of the ladder? Yes. Didn't you tell the coroner that you traced it nearly to the foot of the ladder? No, I don't think so. Didn't you pass by that back door on the alley about 1 o'clock that Sunday morning? Yes, but I didn't shake the door. How did you get down into the basement when you first went there that Sunday morning? Asked Mr. Dorsey when Mr. Rosser stopped.
Went down the ladder.
Did you see the elevator run before you found the parasol? No. Lassiter was then excused, and Sergeant L.S. Dobbs, who had previously been used by the state, was called upon. He did not respond, and court was adjourned until 9 o'clock Monday morning.